Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, allow me to join the colleagues in the hall and express my sincere appreciation to all the speakers for their insightful presentation. I also extend my commendation to the UNCTAD Secretariat, especially Investment Division, for their valuable presentations and comprehensive report they have provided. Aligning myself with the statement made by the G77 and China, as well as the Asia-Pacific Group, APG, I wish to underscore the following points. Mr. President, we reaffirm the paramount importance of investment facilitation for sustainable development. Investment facilitation encompasses a suite of strategies aimed at cultivating a regulatory and administrative landscape conducive to investment, while concurrently advancing sustainable development objectives. We emphasize the critical role of responsible foreign direct investment in fostering economic growth, social progress, and environmental sustainability within our nations. Investment facilitation entails the implementation of various measures tailored to enhance the ease of investment within our jurisdictions. These measures encompass the provision of crucial information, transparent regulatory framework, streamlined administrative procedures, and other supportive initiatives. By simplifying processes and promoting transparency, we aim to create an environment that attracts and retains responsible investors committed to long-term sustainability. Mr. President, having said that, I would like to hint at some challenges that developing countries face. Developing countries, as mentioned since morning, face a substantial gap in achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. The current estimated shortfall in investment amounts to approximately $4 trillion annually. Bridging this gap requires not only attracting foreign direct investment, but also ensuring that it aligns with sustainable development objectives. At the same time, balancing economic growth with social and environmental considerations remains a formidable challenge. Robust infrastructure is a prerequisite for sustainable development. However, many developing nations grapple with inadequate infrastructure, hindering their ability to attract and retain FDI. Addressing infrastructure gaps, whether in transportation, energy, or digital connectivity, requires strategic investment and innovative financing mechanisms. Mr. President, building institutional capacity to manage investment flows is crucial. Developing countries need targeted technical assistance to enhance their investment promotion agencies, streamline approval processes, and implement best practices. International cooperation and knowledge sharing play a pivotal role in capacity development. Striking the right balance between investor rights and host country interests remains a delicate task. While protecting investors, we must safeguard our sovereignty and the welfare of our citizens. Developing countries seek fair and equitable investment agreements that promote responsible FDI while respecting national development priorities. Mr. President, in conclusion, we reaffirm our commitment to investment facilitation for sustainable development. To address these challenges, creation of an enabling environment that attracts responsible investors, foster economic prosperity, and advance the well-being of our people is of paramount importance and mandatory. Thank you.